A Trip to Dinosaur Time by Michael Foreman. It all started at breakfast with the timer, the new timer that Tom's mum had brought for the kitchen. It looked like a flying saucer, and it was magnetic. "This is not a toy," said his mum, sticking it on the fridge. "Don't play with it." Then she went next door to talk to Mrs. Cole. The timer fit perfectly in the palm of Tom's hand, its blue light winking. He pressed it, and the numbers began to whir. Then the kitchen began to whiz around and around, faster and faster, until the walls were just a blur. Everything flashed from light to dark, from dark to light. Like a zillion days and a zillion nights. Then, suddenly, all was still and quiet. The kitchen, the house, the street, the town had whizzed away, leaving Tom standing in deep grass by the waters of a dark lake. Shadows flickered across the water, and the sky filled with flying creatures, all toothy and scaly, with angry eyes. Tom turned and ran. And fell, smash, into a pit full of eggs and baby monsters. The mother dinosaur glared at him. Tom jumped up with the baby dinosaur snapping at his heels. Then he took off, running again. The mother and lots of other even bigger dinosaurs chased along behind. When he reached the edge of a huge cliff, Tom remembered his mum's warning. If only he hadn't played with that timer. Of course, the timer. It was still in his pocket, its little blue light winking. He pressed it. Roaring dinosaurs whizzed around him, around and around, faster and faster. A zillion days and a zillion nights flashed and stormed around his ears and then stopped. Tom was back in the kitchen. The timer in his hand was silent and still. In his other hand sat an egg with a crack in it. It was warm and something inside it was moving. He heard his mum say, "Bye-bye, Mrs. Cole," as she opened the back door. Tom slipped the egg into a bucket in the broom closet and covered it with a towel. His mum came in and started supper. Late that night, Tom crept downstairs and looked in the closet. The egg had hatched, and its contents were all scaly and toothy. A dinosaur! It didn't look fierce, just sad, and it seemed to be getting bigger all the time. The bigger it got, the sadder it looked. "You can't stay here," said Tom. "I'm sorry, but you have to go back." The dinosaur was heavy, but Tom could just lift the bucket. Out in the garden, he attached the timer to the side of the bucket and kissed the little dinosaur on the nose. Then he pressed the blue button. It was like a whirlwind. Whiz, bang, gone. All that was left was a round mark in the grass. Tom hoped the little dinosaur would get home safely. But what was he going to tell his mum about the timer? And a zillion nights and a zillion days away, a mother dinosaur said to her son, "This is not a toy. Don't play with it." "No, mum," said the little dinosaur. But the blue button was winking at him. The end.